Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, July 11, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The London bombings do little to spur interest in evangelism. A team of Christian teens heads to Zambia to wash feet, and believers in Ghana work to a future of freedom. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week's bombing that crippled London's transportation infrastructure is having little spiritual impact on that nation. That's according to a partner with InterServe USA, Chris Prenger. She's living in London right now. She says it doesn't appear people flock to churches to find answers for this bombing. She says Christians aren't even looked to for answers.
In a certain way, Christian, quote-unquote, fundamentalists are painted with a not dissimilar brush from Islamic fundamentalists.
Prenger is praying that there will be more public disclosure about moderate and fundamentalist Islam versus the Christian faith.
Christianity sees love as the basis for relationship with other people and our relationship with God, more importantly, whereas with Islam, it's much more about relationships based on power and on following rules and submitting to those rules, including rules that ask you to kill yourself while you're killing others.
As that discussion takes place, pray that many will see the love of Christ and turn to Him for answers. Meanwhile, partners with Bible Pathway Ministries say spiritual poverty is evident throughout London. Many of the victims began praying to other gods. With pluralism so rampant, many aren't even aware of the saving grace of Christ alone. Reports indicate at least one church opened their doors for people to find comfort, and Premier Christian Radio opened phone lines to help. Evangelical leaders are praying for revival, which will bring the British to their knees. You're listening to Mission Network News. Much of the world still overlooks and denies the rights of the disabled. Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is addressing this issue by producing programming that includes physically and mentally disabled children. Treasure Valley, a new game show, is showing viewers that these special children should be loved and that they can do many things. As Christians see this, perhaps they'll show Christ's love to a special needs kid where they live. Next, estimates show that over 500,000 children are orphaned by AIDS in Zambia alone. Grinding poverty adds to the burden the government is already struggling with. As a result, many orphans go without necessities. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says they just sent a team to Zambia for 6 weeks to do an unusual mission.
These kids have agreed to go with only the clothes that they can put in their carry-on. And then out of the two bags that were to take on the airline, they will be filled with shoes. And they're going where AIDS Orphans Rescue Units that we have established from village to village to wash the children's feet and put socks and shoes on them.
Bland says for many orphans, it's their first pair of shoes. This is where actions speak loudly for the gospel.
When they come and actually see this humility of actually washing their feet, they recognize, and of course the young people share the gospel.
And even with the promise of more international assistance for their poverty, Africans are not satisfied with just taking money. Many are determined to learn a trade in Ghana. Oasis International's Art Speck says that's why people are coming in droves to their training center program. Oddly, their outreach means the fetish priests are losing power, teaching the people that
it's not the blood of animals, it's not even the blood of humans, which is still being done to a small degree, but it's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves and brings deliverance.
Speck says even as their ministry continues to grow, they still have sight on their purpose.
Our immediate goals are to continue what we're doing, to continue raising up and teaching and training leaders to get us to the place in long term where the training center is actually being not only staffed, but run by the locals.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The CD called Pressing On by Discovery House Music is available free as a gift from Mission Network News. Call 1-800-995-4828. Music by Larnell Harris, Michael O'Brien, and others singing about the Apostle Paul, the man who started the missionary movement, will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.